Have you ever thought of buying a franchise or currently own one or many? If so, this podcast is for you. Welcome to Franchise Euphoria, the podcast created and hosted by franchise attorney Josh Brown for the sole purpose of helping people find success through franchising.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Franchise Euphoria, the podcast to help you, the prospective buyer, find success in franchising. I'm your host, Josh Brown, franchise attorney, entrepreneur, and just general lover of all things small business. And on today's Franchise Euphoria tip of the day, we are going to talk about the importance of leading like a leader. And why that is so important before you buy a franchise, to understand how to lead. I mean, leadership is such an important topic, not only in business, but just in life in general. And as it relates to your business, unless you plan on being a one-man or one-woman show forever, you've really got to know how to manage people. That means assessing your leadership skills and learning how to lead like a leader. While this may seem like another obvious point to some, it's really a critical mistake made by many. You know, on my podcast, I often mention Michael Gerber and his best-selling book, The E-Myth Revisited. And he really talks a lot about the importance of teaching entrepreneurs to work on their businesses instead of in their businesses. And I think that's an important aspect of being a good leader. Many business owners get so caught up in the technical parts of the business that they fail to effectively manage people to do it for them. But when you effectively manage people, they can handle the day-to-day technicalities of the business for you while you set out to build it bigger. Or go golfing or shopping or whatever it is that you plan on doing with your well-deserved spare time. Now, don't misunderstand me. I don't want to leave the impression that you can just start a franchise, plug some people in, or buy a franchise, plug some people in, and just go golfing. That's really not the case. You're going to be involved in your business, but you do want to set things up so that you're focusing on your strengths and you're leading a team. You know, the point being is that strong leadership and management skills will allow you to employ and direct people to operate the systems and procedures of your franchise so that you can step back and take a look at the bigger picture. Without that leadership, the systems won't run like they're supposed to. You won't keep good help, and you'll end up mired in the day-to-day minutiae of the business. When you're supposed to be really focused in on what you as the owner can do and let the other people who are plugged in do what they can do. Depending on who you ask, leading like a leader means a number of different things. I'm going to kind of go over a small list of some of the most important factors to leadership in the midst of being a franchise owner, a franchise ownership. First thing is, you need to know how to hire the right people for the right job. When preparing to hire for a certain job, ask yourself what qualities that position requires, then hire somebody who fits the mold. And you also need to pay attention to the environment of your business and make sure that the people that you hire fit into that mold. I think a lot of people mistakenly hire people that seem nice or hire people that, well, they're good at this one thing, so they could easily transfer their skills over to what I'm doing. And I think that's a mistake. I think you really need to be very, very clear on the position you're hiring for, the skills that it takes to execute the tasks for the position, and the type of personality that the person has that you're looking for that position. I think that's really, really important. The second thing is you need to know how to delegate appropriately. You know, once you've hired a good team, you need to really delegate the duties appropriately and make it clear what everybody's role is. I think this is especially hard for small business owners. I think that, you know, a lot of people try to do things themselves. And even when they hire people, it's difficult to give up some of that control. But it's vital to the business, and it's vital to you having a better opportunity of success. Another thing is setting goals for your team and employees. I mean, good leaders do that. Good leaders paint a very clear picture of what each employee's job is. I mean, if you don't identify to your employees, to your staff, what their goals are, they have nothing to shoot for. They have nothing to strive for. I mean, you need to give them goals, give them the resources to be able to obtain those goals, and track it and reward them when they do. I mean, in this day and age, you really need to think about what you're doing, sort of put yourself in the employee's mindset and figure out that once you have a good team around you, you need to keep them in place and need to figure out how you can reward them to do so. I think another thing that good leaders do is they really know their team well. You know, they've done a good job of assembling a team, and then they really get to know them. You know, you get to know them on obviously a business level and what they can do for your business, but on a personal level too. You really need to make your employees and team members feel appreciated. I mean, this can be as simple as knowing their names when you come in the door and speaking to them with respect. I mean, just sort of common sense things that any human being would want really goes a long way. And then finally, I think you really just need to lead by example. You know, the attitude that you have as a business owner will really set the mood and tone for your business. If you expect your employees to be upbeat and perky, then you better be too. You know, there's nothing worse than going into a business where you just sort of feel like there's just this deflated attitude. You know, there's just like the air has been sucked out of the place. And that's not what you want as a business. I mean, we all have bad days, we all have struggles, but you as the leader of the business really need to be able to compartmentalize that, put that to the side so that you can lead your team effectively. You know, John Maxwell, a leadership guru, has a famous quote, one of many, that says, "A leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way." And I really love that quote. And, you know, I think the bottom line for this tip is you need to learn to lead before you buy so that your business can grow on the foundation of good people. So that's it for the Franchise Euphoria tip of the day on leading like a leader. And if you like this tip, would love it if you went to iTunes and rated, reviewed, and subscribed if you have not already subscribed to this podcast so that each and every new episode will be downloaded automatically to your device. I'm putting out more and more episodes. I'm obviously doing my weekly interview episodes, but mixing in these Franchise Euphoria tips of the day, which I'm getting pretty good feedback on, so people seem to enjoy it. As always, if you want to reach out to me, you can email me at josh@franchiseeuphoria.com. You can email me at josh@franchiselaw.com. And until the next time, happy franchising.
Thanks for being with us today on the Franchise Euphoria podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to go to iTunes and provide a review. Also, please remember that although Josh Brown is a licensed and practicing attorney, nothing contained in this podcast should be construed as legal advice, because it is not. The information contained in this podcast is general and educational in nature, and none of it should be relied upon as legal advice. That being said, if you have questions for Josh and would like to contact him, please email him at josh@franchiseeuphoria.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you tune in to our next weekly episode.